Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking an hour of combat sports, Showtime, championship boxing tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about UFC 177. Wow, the main event just changed overnight. I kid you not, folks. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of combat sports. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. And when I say toll-free, it means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Well, folks, I'll get to my in-studio guest in our next segment. We'll also bring in KP, Kevin Perry. We're going to make this a little homegrown thing in our second segment when I bring in boxing writers, both Kevin Perry and Zach Young. And of course, Zach Attack Young, MMA extraordinaire when it comes to penning on the subject. He will talk UFC 177 and the future, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We air every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Saturday, for an hour, we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. On the Sunday edition, 2 hours, again, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we talk boxing for an hour and mixed martial arts for an hour. Combat sports is all that on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc on Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc on Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Remember the beginning of summer when you had dreams?
I'm going camping every weekend.
I'm definitely gonna thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. Probably two or three times.
Just getting my bike tuned up to cycle across America.
While we may have been overambitious, at REI, there's still time to make summer dreams come true. Save up to 30% on the best in outdoor gear and clothing at the REI Labor Day sale and clearance, August 22nd through September 1st.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks, and he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
Minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we switch to MMA in about 20 minutes. Straight up UFC 177, grabbing most of the headlines as the champion, the ex-champion, Renan Borrell. He won't be in the octagon tonight. Probably won't even be the arena. He was in the hospital trying to make weight, trying to make that 135-pound limit that I always scoffed at him making because he dogged it during the championship rounds of rounds number 4 and 5. So we'll talk about that, UFC 177 and more in a bit. My in-studio guest, Zach Attack Young, up from L.A. What brings you to the Bay Area, young man?
Just visiting, you know. There's a music festival going on, so I thought I'd check it out.
Yeah, Tower of Power is playing Monday in Sausalito.
Oh, nice.
There's some big festival going on in Sausalito. I'll be over in Sausalito and, you know, I'm hoping that really, really rocks. So it's straight up. That is September 1st. Of course, you can check that out on the Tower of Power website, towerofpower.com. Hit the message board, and you got it going on, folks, as far as the inside look into the Tower of Power and where they're going from Pedro's perspective anyway. On the line, we'll get to him in just a second, will be KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. So this is like a sort of a family thing coming together here. And, Kev, you there?
I'm here.
All right. So let's put this in perspective. Why are they talking about Mayweather and Pacquiao now? I'll let you go first, Kevin. Why are they talking about it now? It's sort of like, isn't that horse dead? Can he get up and run?
I think the fight is, if it gets announced tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be all over SportsCenter. It's going to be like people's memories are short, you know. So I think if that fight does get announced, I mean, it's going to be huge. It's going to be the biggest selling fight in boxing history. And, you know, I mean, better late than never is kind of how I feel about this fight.
Okay. Well, you know, Bob Arum says something about fighting twice next year. Zach, is that what you're hearing, that he wants to put this on twice? Now, all of a sudden, Arum's talking about wanting to put up with Mayweather's crap? You know that Pacquiao must be at the end of the road.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this is like the last really legitimate opponent that he has to fight, so they kind of are forced to make the fight at this point. And hopefully they do. I mean, it would still be a big fight. There's no denying that. But it wouldn't be what it once was.
Okay, guys. Chris Algieri, is that a big fight November 22nd, Kevin?
No, it's not really. I think it's a decent opponent. Definitely like a different style matchup. It would actually be a good opponent to get him ready for Mayweather because Algieri is a boxer, not a big puncher, kind of long and rangy. So it should be a pretty interesting style matchup. He might get Pacquiao some problems, possibly.
So what do you think the odds on that fight's going to be? I'm looking maybe Mayweather 4-1, 3.5-1. What do you think?
I think the odds are going to depend on how Mayweather looks in his fight against Maidana. If he looks... if he wins pretty decisively, which everyone expects him to, then he should be at least a 3-1, 3.5-1 favorite over Pacquiao if they do fight.
September 13th, of course, the rematch. I think that's going to require a little pugilistic Viagra on Pedro's part because I'm just not – I just can't get up for this. Even though, Kev, I called the first fight even, and I thought it was even around 6-6, that didn't make me want to see it again.
No, I think this is the rematch is happening because it's an opponent that, you know, kind of did pretty decent the first time around, and Mayweather doesn't have a long list of credible opponents out there, at least ones that are have name value. And we kind of know for the most part when Mayweather picks his opponents, for the most part he picks Latino fighters because they usually have a pretty good fan base following them. You rarely see him fight African-American fighters for the most part. Usually they don't have as big a fan base. And normally they have a style that would give Mayweather a lot of fits. You know, most of the African-American fighters are more boxer-oriented. Somebody like Keith Thurman who can punch. And
Kell Brook,
those type of guys. I don't think you're going to see Mayweather fight any of those type of fighters at this stage of his career.
Zach Attack Young, Kell Brook, he sort of pulled a boot on that one, huh? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this hour. Coming to you live from San Francisco, and we're having a couple of studio issues right now we are dealing with as I speak. On the line, of course, from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. And Roach, you know, Freddie Roach, he doesn't speak too much, but he's calling Mayweather a shot fighter. Isn't the bottom line is that at this point in time, both guys are shot? Aren't they both guys sort of, I mean, the shot means being past your peak and unable to really pull the trigger against high-level opponents. I mean, there are no high-level opponents to judge these guys by. They're 35 and 36, 37, 37 years old. I mean, haven't they seen better times?
Yeah, I think they've seen better times. I wouldn't say either of the guys are shot. I mean, they've beaten some pretty good opponents recently. And you can only beat the talent level that's out there. And let's be honest, the talent level today is not what it was 20, 30 years ago. I mean, there was guys who were contenders who never won world titles about 20, 30 years ago who would have been solid champions nowadays, especially with the proliferation of, you know, the amount of belts they have. You know, they got four belts in each weight division. So there's definitely some not as good fighters today. So it definitely can prolong the career of guys like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather.
Zach Attack Young, hit the mic. What do you think that what do you think there's to be gained by Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fighting besides settling the score and making people a lot of money? I mean, I think they're shot fighters. Kev's not of the opinion they're shot. I mean, he'll have to say they're probably over the hill. Are they shot? Are they over the hill?
I would say they're over the hill. I wouldn't say that they're quite shot at this point. I think that they both still could beat a lot of welterweights. But I think what it comes down to is what is worth more than anything is, like, both of their legacies, I think people will question if they don't fight each other. Both of their legacies will be looked at as, oh, yeah, they fought these opponents, but they didn't fight their best peer at that time. So it's kind of like it kind of makes or breaks the whole legacy, I think, in a lot of fans' minds.
Okay, Kev, we throw it to you for a minute. Tell me about the fight tonight on Showtime.
I don't really know too much about it, but the headliner is Jay Leon Love, who's one of Mayweather's proteges, I guess you could say. The name of his opponent slips my mind at this time, but basically it's a typical opponent that you see on one of these kind of showcase cards. You know, the house fighter against a tough, rugged Mexican fighter who's going to come in there and try to spoil the show. Jay Leon Love is a pretty decent fighter, but I've seen him get hurt in a couple fights against guys who aren't big, huge punchers. So really, really hard to assess how good of a fighter he is at that stage and if he's really going to improve much more than he is. But if he can't take a good shot, he just doesn't have a chance as an elite-level fighter, in my opinion, based on his skill level.
All the best, KP, Kevin Perry. Enjoy Las Vegas. Don't spend too much money. They call it Lost Wages. That's what they call that place, not Las Vegas, Lost Wages.
I agree with you 100% there. I try to take it easy and keep my mind level-headed.
All the best, Kevin. Kevin's got a new dog in the house, Zach, and is wreaking havoc. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We're talking UFC, of course, UFC 177, in about 15 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Folks, you can take Ring Talk anywhere you go, 24-7 around the world. Just download the iHeartRadio app. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the iHeartRadio app. Man, iHeartRadio.com/ringtalk, and you got it going on. I mean, you've got the show 24/7 on your tablet or your smartphone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Are you nuts?
My baby, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer herself. Wow, Darlene Love in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. I got to see her out in Stern Grove with my friend Christine. We had a great time. I want to thank Darlene Love for all the years of good memories she's given me and the family. My daddy used to tell me, she's the best singer in the world, kid! And guess what? At the age of 73, she still is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Rebel is here. That's right. No, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young, the Rebel of RingTalk.com. The young guy on the block, of course. We talk about Andre Ward. Andre Ward will be here 1 week from today, an entire hour with Andre Ward, Saturday. It'll be the 11 a.m. show, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. If you listen to this live, that's 1 week from today. If you're not and you listen to it delayed, of course, you can always go to iTunes, but I prefer you go to iHeart. It's the easiest way to listen to the show. Go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeart app, right? Go to Ring Talk. Boom. Pull it up. It's going on. You got it going 24-7 on your tablet or your smartphone. And what seems to be happening is everybody's like checking out Ring Talk on their smartphone. So come on, baby. 26,000 hours of programming on the iHeartRadio network in the month of June. I'm happy about that. And, of course, one of the guys responsible for that is week in and week out, he's talking MMA or boxing. Here's the very versatile. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. And Zach, Andre Ward, before the break, talking about boxing being the unexpected. Is it the theater of the deranged or the theater of the unexpected or both?
It's probably both, but I think it leans a little more towards deranged, I would say.
Talk to me. Why?
I mean, there's just things in boxing that happen that you just you don't see anywhere else, I don't think. Like, I was watching a video of just strange occurrences in boxing, and it was like the fan man coming into the ring.
Hey, they beat that. They beat that dude to almost. He died like about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. But they almost killed him. They were hitting him with cell phones. And this is back in the day when cell phones were like the size of a shoe.
Yeah.
You know, like a brick. You know what I'm saying? And they're beating on him, man. These Nation of Islam guys, they were all beating on him. Oh, man, they beat the snot out of him. Security beat him up. Riddick Bowe's, I think Riddick Bowe's wife might have gotten in some blows. She was a rough chick. Did you ever see Riddick Bowe's wife?
No, I haven't seen her before.
She used to show up in flip-flops. Millions of dollars! And she show up in flip-flops. So then she convinced him to... And it was his fault for allowing it to happen. We're talking about Riddick Bowe, folks, the former world heavyweight champion. Of course, a man that they came so close to winning a gold medal, but Lennox Lewis eventually ended up winning the gold that year. Of course, Lennox Lewis going on to win the world heavyweight championship. And then Riddick and his manager going to London and dumping the WBC title in a garbage can, not wanting to fight Lennox Lewis, which was a dumb move because these guys never really got it on, and that was a fight that everybody missed. But Riddick Bowe, wasted talent, I think the greatest wasted talent in the past 25 years. Did you ever watch Riddick Bowe fight?
Yeah, I've seen him fight. He was a good fighter, good puncher, and he had a lot of skill. It was just kind of weird he never fought Lennox.
Well, I know, but here's what I was leading to with his wife, allowing his wife to do this. He and his wife built a kitchen in their bedroom. Did you hear me? They got a 25-room mansion. Some, I think it was Atlanta, somewhere around there, and they built a kitchen in the bedroom. And you wonder why he went to 300 pounds.
Sometimes you don't want to get up to get breakfast.
Oh, man. Sometimes you want to, like, hey, when I was hanging with Buster Douglas, folks, and this is the truth, and Buster won't deny it either. I was back in Columbus, Ohio, and let's see, he beat Bud 1990. I would say about April or May of 1990. And Buster was getting up there. Buster had just knocked out Mike Tyson in February. Of course, the meltdown in Japan. Punches are heard around the world. Of course, 37-1 underdog. Buster Douglas knocking out the thought-to-be-invincible Mike Tyson, who was shattered by cocaine and geisha girls. That's what happens. You go over there, you know, play and you pay. You got to pay. And he paid big time. Of course, never coming back to the zenith that was Mike Tyson, the world heavyweight champion, when he knocked out Carl the Truth Williams, I think at his peak in 1989. But Mike Tyson, what a fabulous athlete. Did Mike Tyson, was he good for boxing or bad for boxing? Zach, and I'll ask you this, and the reason why I'm asking you this is that, you know, his short fights were boom, one round, two rounds. He was knocking guys out, knocking guys dead. But it sort of made people at that point expect fights to be all like that. And once Lennox Lewis came along, they sort of like shied away from watching the world heavyweight champion. What do you think?
I think he was both good and bad. You know, I think he brought a lot of new viewers in, but then at the same time, I think that, like you said, that they were expecting something different. And not every fighter goes in there to knock everybody out like Tyson does. That's a special kind of fighter. I think the closest that we have to that probably in the modern age is somebody like Golovkin, I think.
Yeah, you know, I want to tell you, people ask me, what did the bite fight mean to you? What did the bite fight mean to you? It cost me a contract with St. Ide's Beer. They were willing to throw the kitchen sink at me. They flew me here. They flew me there. And guess what? They didn't fly me coach. No. They didn't fly me business. They flew me first class. Okay? And then Tyson bit this guy's ear, and St. Ide's Beer says, hey, we're not. They were sponsoring the fight, too. We're out. We're not doing no more. No, period. We're not doing any more boxing. They pay me for like 6 more months. Cans down. They said, please don't mention our product. We don't want to be associated with boxing. That's how bad the bite was for me. So I got paid for like 9 months and worked for 3 on them as far as radio stuff was concerned. But that was the end of that contract, and that was terrible. You mentioned Golovkin earlier. We'll get to him in just a second, or Kovalev. Let's talk Kovalev first, 175 pounds. Undefeated Sergey Kovalev, once beaten Adonis Stevenson, and the 56, and I don't know what his record is, has lost 5 or 6 times. We'll talk about Bernard Hopkins, the aging middleweight icon. That goes round robin, of course, and I think the first installment of that's going to be November when Kovalev, I think, defends the world championship against Bernard. And, of course, that's going to be at the House of Gotti, built the Atlantic City Boardwalk, Arturo Gotti. I'm talking about the late Arturo Gotti. I just don't see this being a fight in a contest. And, you know, a lot of you guys are wishing that it will be, but I just think this has route written all over it. Zach, how do you see this fight?
If it was any other, like, 50-year-old, you would think that it was just a no-brainer. You know, Kovalev was just going to go in there and destroy him. But since it's Hopkins, it just makes you kind of question it, because there have been so many times that people have ruled Hopkins out and then he comes through and gets a win. Like Pavlik, I mean, is probably the biggest example of that.
Pavlik was a drunk.
True.
He was a drunk. I exposed him on the show and they threatened me with lawsuits and all this kind of stuff. I have a videotape of him. Kevin's got it. Where he fell off a Columbus. Where did he live? Not Columbus. Youngstown, Ohio. He fell off a Youngstown, Ohio stage, not once but twice, trying to do stand-up comedy. Drunk as hell. Fell into the crowd. It was sort of like one of those splashes at a concert, you know, when they're carrying some guy around. He fell off the stage, not once but twice. So I wrote about it, and they told me, you're a liar, because he put both fists through a window. Remember that?
Yeah.
How do you put both fists through a window?
I mean, I guess if you're a boxer, I guess it's possible you could do it.
What would incline you to put both fists through a window?
I have no idea why you would do that. And I think he forgot that, I mean, if you're doing stand-up comedy, you got to be able to actually stand up. You can't be falling off the stage like that.
Good point. So who wins? Who's going to win this thing? And I think Kovalev wins hands down, and you see it from a different perspective or what?
No, I do think Kovalev wins. I think if the smartest thing for him to do would probably be to go to the body a lot, because I can't see like a 50-year-old body being able to stand up to those type of punches.
20-year-old bodies can't stand up to that. The guy throws with fluidity, rapidly with fluidity, and he hits hard. See, that's what sort of differs him from these big punchers, like a George Foreman type of puncher, where it's kung, kung, kung. You know, he's doing this pop, 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 and all of these bop, bops are like ba-booms.
Yeah, they're all hard. There's not any throwaway punches.
He's one hard puncher. So he gets past Hopkins in November, and then he takes on Stevenson in 2015.
Hopefully.
I think Stevenson has no choice.
I don't know. I mean, I thought that he would have no choice but to fight Kovalev this time, and he signed with Heyman, and he got out of the fight somehow. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does it again or just retires or something. You know?
You know what's funny? There's nothing known about Al Heyman. I call him the sequestered Al Heyman. Some people say he's in the closet on certain issues. And I don't know. I have no idea. You know, somebody said to me, Pedro, is there a gay cabal running boxing? I don't know. And I don't care. I really don't. I mean, you know, who cares what people do in their privates? But the bottom line is Al Heyman is the most powerful dude in boxing right now.
Yeah, he's just like kind of a shadowy figure, but he's controlling a lot. I mean, he basically has taken a lot of Golden Boys fighters at this point. So he has a lot of their fighters under his contracts, and there's kind of like a split going on there, it seems.
Common sense tells me that Golden Boy has a case against Schaefer and Al Heyman as far as Schaefer not performing his fiduciary role to his utmost. And you think they? You think he does?
I think that they have a case against him for sure. Something shady seems to have gone on there where all these fighters are just gone.
Shady in boxing? Wait. Zach Attack Young just called this place the Theater of the Deranged. Excuse me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we're talking MMA, UFC 177, the surprise main event. And no, it does not involve me or my producer or Zach. No, no. Somebody's stepping in, though. Straight up. Renan Braille in trouble in a Sacramento hospital. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. And don't forget, go to iHeartRadio, download the iHeartRadio app, and take Ring Talk everywhere, 24/7. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Use 75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
There are more than 143 million children who are orphaned each year. Their future can change with your help. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest organization dedicated to vulnerable children. At SOS Children's Villages, children are given a loving home, family, quality health care, and education until they can thrive on their own and lead a successful, independent life. Help SOS Children's Villages provide loving homes for vulnerable children. Visit www.sosusa.org for information on how you can help.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Father of one, writer, of course, about both boxing and mixed martial arts at ringtalk.com. In from the city of angels, the one, the only, Zach Attack Young. And Zach, UFC 177 is supposed to be the rematch that you and I were sort of looking forward to because we thought that it was going to be ditto of the first fight. I'm talking about TJ Dillashaw hammering Renan Barrera, of course, a few months ago, taking the UFC 135-pound bantamweight championship. And now the rematch, not going to happen because Barrera went to the hospital last night due to weight loss, man. We sort of talked about that, him having straining to make that weight, and that's why I thought he didn't get one fight in between. Sort of maybe that came true.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, I think weight cutting is really dangerous, and hopefully after this he just moves up, because even going to, like, a division higher, I think he'd be good. He'd be a lot more effective.
And I think he's got the body to fight at a bigger division, because he always looked bigger than the other guys at 135, but he struggled always, and usually, take that back, in the last couple of years, in the fourth and the fifth round, in the championship rounds, he would win the first three, and we're sort of like, well, I banked those rounds. And just, you know, I mean, and let me get through this.
Yeah, you could see him get really tired the last few rounds. And I think I think even going up to like 145 would be perfect. 135 is just too low for him, I think.
Okay, now Joe Soto on a 6-fight win streak. The last fight he lost was to a guy named Eddie Vagan, and that was a loss for a submission. Another time he got KO'd the fight before, so he lost two straight fights. That was back in 2010 and 2011 on a 6-fight winning streak. Former Bellator champion?
Yeah, I believe, yes, he's a former Bellator champion, yeah.
Speaking of Bellator, I'm supposed to meet with Scott Coker today down in Silicon Valley for lunch. He's buying, which is sort of cool, you know, but I got to drive down there and see Scott. I'm just hoping that everything works out the way that Scott and I have this envisioned, just put it like that. So, but Bellator trying to come back in a big way. Can Bellator open the door here? I mean, they seem to really have a good – was it last year we were really excited about Bellator with their having those exciting fights, and then they sort of petered out?
Yeah, I mean, they've had some classic fights in recent years, but, I mean, they just – it seems like – I don't know if it was Rebney or what was going on, but something was going on there where they just weren't marketing it right. And I think that hopefully under Coker they'll do a better job. And they have the push from Viacom, so they could really do something, I think.
Yeah, Viacom is what, the majority owner, right?
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, okay. Viacom's got the kind of money they could probably match the UFC if they really wanted to.
Probably. I would say they might have more than UFC. Viacom's huge.
Yeah, but is Viacom going to throw as much? I mean, you got to give the UFC props, I think, for the fact that they've taken their act around the world and have UFC the Ultimate Fighter here and the Ultimate Fighter there. So they're they're building the sport within these other countries. It's making money. I mean, they're not losing any money on these events, and yet they're promoting their sport at the same time. With the exception of my man, Paco Valcarcel, Francisco Valcarcel with the World Boxing Organization, nobody's really doing anything in boxing to work for a future. I mean, but in the UFC, they're working in the world of MMA. I mean, there's 7,000 MMA gyms in the United States as of like 2 years ago. 7,000. I mean, there's probably about, I don't know, maybe 800 boxing gyms, if that, across the country.
There's not a lot of boxing gyms. It's hard to find them, and it's hard to find ones that are real, like, full-time boxing gyms, because the ones that I find, they're open, like, 4 to 8 on weekdays.
Yeah, that's for the after-work 9 to 5 guy.
Yeah, they're not really for, like, a full-time training type of thing.
You know, having grown up in San Francisco, we had Newman's Gym here at 312 Leavenworth, which is now a Head Start program or something like that, but it was the oldest boxing gym in the United States, and somehow it got away from the landmark committee and it didn't get made a landmark, which was a shame. But I used to watch guys like, I remember Sonny Liston when I was a kid. Sonny Liston came down there. I watched Eddie Machen, who, of course, helped me out in boxing later in life. Quarry, guys like that. Once in a while, you hear that Cassius Clay was coming to town. You get to read this in the Chronicle because we had the best boxing writer in the world named Jack Fisk. And he was a Chronicle boxing writer. He was my mentor. And then named my daughter after him, Jacqueline Ferreira Fernandez. But, man, we had Jack Fisk. You talked about the lack of boxing gyms. There's a lot of boxing writers out there now today, but very few I don't want to put other guys down, but there isn't a quality out there. There's quantity, but not quality.
Yeah, you have these hacks like Zach Young out there. I'm just kidding.
No, but you know, I don't even know Zach Young. Zach Attack Young. seriously, I mean, it's just, I think that the coverage of both sports, both boxing and mixed martial arts, has become diluted because there's so many people doing it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people doing it. And I mean, I'm surprised. Like when I read articles, I see like errors in them, you know, like, grammatical errors. And it's like obvious stuff. And I'm just surprised to see it posted on websites. I mean, I know I've made errors.
Look, we make them all the time here. So I'm going to give out this advice. Yeah. Pedro does grammatical errors all the time. Zach is a perfect one at Ring Talk Tom. Zach and Kevin Perry does his best as well. Of course, the three of us are holding up the show there at ringtalk.com. You can check us out, folks, ringtalk.com, the latest shows, articles, things like that. Andre Ward's going to be here a week from today. He will spend the entire hour with me next Saturday as we talk about his future, his legacy, his future, where he's going to go. I mean, he's sort of been idle. In fact, the only time you'll find him is on my show, maybe on the side of a milk carton. The guy's been sort of like disappeared with those contract issues with his promoter, huh?
Yeah, he's like 27-0 in the ring, I believe, but he's like 0-2 in court so far.
Oh,
he's not doing so well.
A cold one. Okay, so Joe Soto, former 27-year-old, former Bellator champion out of Porterville, California. They got this guy for more. I mean, they were pretty slick about this. I don't know if they thought that Barrio was going down or something like that, but they had a backup opponent because this guy's from California. He's fighting out of Santa Rosa, which is just 35 or 40 miles from Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to fly some guy in across the country. USC, just they can't fall. You know, most promotions fall down. They sort of fall up when they fall down. They fall down even, you know, they've fallen down, but they fall face up.
Yeah, I mean, they got a pretty good opponent, I have to say, for a last-minute opponent. It's definitely, I mean, despite that he has no UFC fights, not like a real pushover, and I've heard people say that Dillashaw could be on both ends of the biggest upsets in history, like the winner and the loser. He could potentially lose the fight. I don't think he will, but I mean, it's not really a slouch in terms of an opponent.
Okay, since we were burned out of the super fight that we thought, well, we at least on paper was a super fight, no question about that. Renan Barrio and T.J. Dillashaw. Now we look forward to January the 3rd. I hate to push the calendar that far ahead, but that's really the super fight, John Jones and Daniel Cormier.
Yeah, that fight has gotten a lot more attention because of that, the brawl that they had and everything else.
Was that staged?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was staged. I think it brought more attention because I don't think people were paying as much attention to that fight because they wanted the Gustafson rematch more. And then when that didn't happen, I mean, D.C. was a good fill-in, but I don't think people were really looking at it as much until the brawl.
What happened to the Gustafson fight? Did the Swede get hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt. And now he wanted the fight again after Jones got hurt. But they stuck with Cormier, which I think was the right decision because there's momentum built now for the Cormier fight.
Momentum isn't the word for it, man. Everybody's talking to me about it. Guys that don't know smack about MMA are saying, hey, that Cormier is probably going to beat Jones, huh? Yeah, I think he is. I think he's. He, you know, I think Kevin Perry put it together when he said that he does what John Jones does, but he's smaller, he's stronger, and he's a better wrestler.
Yeah, and I mean, when you're a wrestler, you want to be shorter than, you know, you have more leverage, a lower center of gravity, so that could come in. That could really come into play there. And I think he has a better wrestler than Jones is.
And he's beaten Frank Mir, Josh Barnett. I mean, you know, whether Frank Mir was at the end of the road and couldn't pull the trigger anymore, Josh Barnett might have been up there in age as well. But man, the manner in which he whooped on those guys was like dominant.
Yeah, and the guys that he's fought at light heavy so far he just looks even stronger at light heavy even than he did at heavyweight.
So early prediction there, Zach Attack Young. Where are we going? We're gonna both go with Cormier.
That's a tough one to predict.
Put you on the spot here. We're in like August. Pedro. What going?
I'm not. That's tough to say. I mean, I guess if I really had to bet, if I was, you know, in Vegas or something, I would bet on Jones. But I do think Cormier has a very good shot, and I would not be surprised at all if he pulled it off.
Okay, there are a bunch of fights on this card. Of course, it starts at Fox Sports 1. No Fight Pass today. Fox Sports 1, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Get to watch 1, 2, 3 prelims. And then, of course, they switch over to the UFC main card. And 3 fights in 2 hours? Wow, they must have got a lot of fill there. And then, of course, go with the card, and there's some pretty good fights in there. But straight up, the main event is sort of like fizzled out. So if you haven't bought the pay-per-view yet, don't buy it. I mean, no, am I right?
I would say I wouldn't buy that pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
have bought it before, honestly, because, I mean, the card wasn't that great.
I know, but here's what we were going for, the hometown guy at home.
True.
He was going to win. It was going to make a lot of noise. The aura, the arena was going to be, you know, incredible as it is. I don't know if you've seen fights from Sacramento. When they do these fights from Sacramento, Uriah Faber and these guys,
atmosphere.
They raise the roof, man. They just raise the roof. I mean, this is really a picture of the demographics of America. A lot of people show up to these fights. I mean, and they packed the joints. I mean, Gina Carano, people say, she wasn't much. Yeah, but, you know, her and Kung Lee would come together and they'd sell out the HP Pavilion down there in San Jose, 17,000 seats, man.
Yeah, man. I got to say, I think that the Northern California fans really support their teams, you know, and their fighters. And I think it shows whenever they have these big events.
Okay, what's up with Kung Lee? Kung Lee should retire.
Yeah, that was a pretty nasty beating that he took. I honestly thought he had a pretty good shot against Bisping.
You and me both.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anybody bleed like that in a while. That was bad.
Yeah, and if you saw the post fight pictures of him, it was. Listen, do not allow your son to do this. I mean, Whoa! I mean, that was a top 10 all time picture as far as butt whippers are concerned.
Yeah, I would say so, and it had to be bad for him fighting in front of not a home crowd, but kind of a home crowd in Macau.
In Asia, of course, him being of Filipino descent, right? No, Vietnamese descent. Yeah. Vietnamese. Of course, when he fought at the HP Pavilion, how shame on me! There would be like 8,000 Vietnamese flags. He would sell like 8,000 tickets.
A lot.
He'd sell 8,000 tickets and Gina would sell like 8,000 tickets, you know what I'm saying? And they'd sell the place out, 17,000 people. And I don't think these showbox guys were getting a lot of money, but 17,000 people in an arena, those are some substantial gates.
Yeah, that's a big audience. And, I mean, you want to have a lot of people in the stands. It just makes the atmosphere better.
Speaking of audience, MMA is growing at leaps and bounds and continues to grow at leaps and bounds. Doesn't seem to be any stalling of this ascension of mixed martial arts. Will it continue?
I think it'll continue to grow. I think that the pay-per-view numbers haven't been as strong, but it might be because there's a lot more pay-per-views than there used to be.
There's a lot more MMA.
Yeah, there's
a lot more UFC. I mean,
it's pretty saturated, I would say, but I think it'll continue to grow in terms of popularity around the world. I mean, they're getting into Russia recently and China, and those are going to be huge markets, of course. So I think it will continue to grow.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you're listening to us live, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. Of course, it's been here 29 years now, 30 years going to celebrate next month. And I've decided how we're going to celebrate that, and I'll share that with you after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. And, of course, you can go to the iHeartRadioNetwork.com website, download the iHeartRadio app, and take Ring Talk anywhere you go on your app, on your tablet, or your smartphone. And, of course, we still got it going on. You can do that with your computer as well at iHeartRadio. And, of course, the website, ringtalk.com. All that and more. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check out my boys out harmonizing here. Tower of Power, baby. Tower of Power, September the 1st. Sausalito, California. Pedro hopes to be in the house. Backstage passes waiting for the kid. Yeah, I'm going to dig that. Sausalito, California, beautiful place. Now, Zach, when are you going home?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you got a couple days in the Bay Area now. I'm going to have to take you out and show you all the great parts of the Bay Area, you know, like the Tenderloin. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I mean, you've been walking around town. Do you like it?
Yeah, I am, and I'm actually staying near the Tenderloin.
Well, everybody stays near the Tenderloin. You can't stay away from the Tenderloin here in this town. The Tenderloin is growing as we speak. It's yeah. The only segment of the community that's really growing, the poor segment.
Yeah, that's not
that's not always a good thing. Okay, Joe Soto, no chance tonight against Dillashaw, or did what?
I mean, Dillashaw just really impressed me with his performance against Burrell, so I think, yeah, I mean, you got to go with Dillashaw on this one. I want to bet against him again.
All the best. We're going to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. That's right, Ricky's.com. So if you want to check out Pedro and Zach, come on by tonight. We'll get there about 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Ricky Ricardo, of course, the owner of Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Ricky, Pedro, and Zach are coming. Get the Willie Brown steak sandwiches ready. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the next show, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.